أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي من علينا بمحمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وبأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: أنزل من السماء ماء فسالت أودية بقدرها، صدق الله العلي العظيم. Recite the salawat, please. Yesterday, last night, we looked at some introductory discussions, and we said these discussions are important before we enter into the main ziyarah. There is one other discussion left before we enter the ziyarah, which is also important, and that is the meaning of ziyarah itself, before we come to ziyarat Ashura. The word az-ziyarah is etymologically related to the word zawr, and the word zawr is to deflect. And to deflect is to draw away from something. The reason why the word zur is mentioned or is known as a lie, if you look at the word zur in the dictionaries, you find that the word zur means to lie, is because it deflects from the truth, it draws away from the truth. And the reason why a zair, a person who would like to visit somebody, is known as a zair, because he deflects from other than the zair itself, the one he intends. That is why he is known as a zair, because he deflects and he draws away from other than the one whom he intends to visit. That's why he is known as a zair. Now, people or lexicographers like Al-Fayumi in his book Al-Misbah say that ziyara means to visit somebody ikraman lahu wa istinasan bih, to venerate him and to find intimacy in him. This is how he interprets ziyara. And some scholars say that the word ziyara is known as ziyara because the human being or the zair deflects from the material world and attends to the spiritual world. That is why ziyara is known as ziyara. Another very important definition, which is also interesting, but we can say that this is from the corollaries and the lawazim of the definition of ziyara itself, is that az-ziyara huwa ittihadu az-za'ir bil mazur. That is the unity of the visitor with the object of visitation. And in reality, if you go and see, this is the real meaning of ziyara, because when we go towards Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and we would like to visit him, we would not only like to visit his physical appearance, rather we would like to draw away from other than what is Husayni and come closer towards what is Husayni. So when you go towards Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, in reality you would like to attain the attributes of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, and you would like to deflect from those naqais and the deficiencies that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam does not possess. So this definition also is good. It depicts that verse of the Holy Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ then escape towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While you escape from other than Allah, towards Allah. Because you, when you escape from something, isn't it? In riwayat, we find that escape from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and escape towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something about ziyara itself. Now we come to ziyarat Ashura. The first verse of ziyarat Ashura is As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. In order to understand this verse properly, the first word that we come across is salam. The etymology of salam is what we should try to find out first of all. The etymology of salam is, number one, it comes from as-salama. And as-salama means to be free from every kind of calamity, whether apparent or hidden. Lexicographers, however, have said that if you look at this painstakingly, you come to a subtler meaning of salama, and that is to be free from every kind of imperfection whatsoever. There we looked at calamities. Calamities can be one extension of imperfection. So the better definition of being salim and being in the state of salama is to be free from every kind of imperfection whatsoever. Therefore, in reality, the real as-salam is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huwa as-salamu al-mu'minu al-muhaymin al-azizu al-jabbar. Huwa as-salam. And that is that salam which only belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is also known as as-salamu al-dhati. This is one meaning of as-salam. Another meaning of as-salam, as lexicographers have mentioned, and great scholars like Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli and others have endorsed, is that it comes from the word sallama, that is submit, to submit something. Taslim, to submit something. This is one meaning of salam. So these are the two main meanings of salam. First is that to be free from every kind of calamity whatsoever. And to be more accurate, to be free from every kind of imperfection whatsoever. And the other meaning is to submit everything. When you say, Sallamtu ilayh, that is, I submitted something to him. Sallamtu nafsi ilayh, I submitted myself to him. When we say As-salamu alayka, we are saying that Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you that state, or may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you that state that others are in submission to you. Inshallah, we'll look at these variables when we come to the translation of As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. So this is as far as salam is concerned. The second thing that we would like to look at is al here. When we say as-salamu alayka, by al, what do we mean? There are many variables that scholars have mentioned, and I've looked at several sharh and tafsirs of ziyarat Ashura. And we find that scholars have mentioned various variables for these. I don't want to mention all these variables, because if I mention all these variables, you'll come to realize that many of the variables start meeting at one point. So I have chosen two important variables. One of them is that al comes instead of the subject of annexation. In Arabic grammar, I may not be very clear and explicit here, because these terminologies, when I looked at dictionaries and lexicons, I found that there is a different kind of expression they use for these terminologies. And I found, I thought that it's better to explain to you better. And because many of you are concerned with Arabic grammar, you will know what I mean. Sometimes a noun is annexed to another noun. The first noun is known as mudaf, and the second noun is known as mudaf ilayh. So when al, sometimes the word al or the letter al comes instead of the subject of annexation, and that is mudaf ilayh. So when we say as-salam, it is as if there is something missing after salam. Whose salam? My salam? Salamuhu, salami, salamuka, salamullah, salamu rasulillah, salamu malaikatillah. There is a certain salam that we are pointing at. And when, you see, we also sometimes have a hint, an intellectual hint, which in Arabic is known as al-qarin al-aqliya. In an intellectual hint, when you say as-salamu alayka, it is obvious that it refers to salamullah alayka, that may Allah's salam be upon you. Because each and every perfection whatsoever comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot say, even when you say salami alayka, that I am at peace with you. Even that maintaining peace with you, in reality comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا مِن كَمَالٍ إِلَّا مِنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Every kamal, every perfection is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore when I say As-salamu alayka, another very important hint is this ala. If you look at the word, the preposition ala, it originally means al-isti'la. It comes from up. And therefore, huwa al-aliyyul azim. If only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aliyyul azim, then each and every perfection only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say huwa al-aliyyul azim, we mean that the causal chain that we have, intellectually, if you see the causal chain in philosophy, we are effects of a cause. This chain should end at a primal cause, who is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He was not caused by anybody. And therefore, huwa al-aliyyul azim. And therefore, each and every perfection comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we say, As-salamu alayka, that subject of annexation is none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by intellectual hint, bil-qarin al-aqliya. This is one variable whereby we say that al comes instead of the subject of annexation. Another variable is that salami alayka. Before we go to this salami alayka, when we say as-salamu alayka, it is an invocative statement as well. It is a dua. Because you are telling Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam that may Allah's salam be upon you. So you are doing dua for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Now a question arises that isn't Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam already in the state of salam? Because there is a ziyara that explicitly says that as-salamu alayka, ya Aba Abdullah al-Husayn, kunta bihayth, كنت سالما يوم ولدت ويوم مت ويوم تبعث حيا. It's clear in one of the ziyarat that, O Hussein, salam be upon you, and you are in the state of salam when you are born and when you died, or when you came out from this mortal world, and when you will be resurrected on the day of judgment. Therefore, why do we say Salamullah alayka? The reason for this is that the journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never ends. Scholars of mysticism have mentioned four journeys in their works. But some have tried to dilute the matter and mentioned two primal journeys that a human being
must traverse. One is as-safar ilallah, and the other is as-safar fillah azza wa jal. As-safar ilallah is by tearing off the curtains of darkness, that is the attachment to the world, and the curtains of light, that is trying to think that you have reached the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in reality you have not. Up to a certain level whereby you tear the curtains of light as well. And then there is a journey which never ends. If you look at the verse of the Holy Quran that says, وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرُ. The word masir is an infinitive that means the process of becoming. When we say وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرُ, that means that the destination is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that there is always a becoming towards Allah. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolute, and you are always limited, the journey from the finite towards the infinite is infinite and perpetual. There is no time that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam would not need a higher kind of salam. And that is why the Holy Prophet also asks, that is'alu li al-wasila, I want that daraja which is al-wasila near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a higher daraja. And that is why you find some of the riwayat clearly saying that the a'imma alayhim as-salam on Thursday night get more knowledge from what they had before. Look at Al-Kafi and Basairu al-Darajat, and you would find that these riwayat are there, that on Thursday nights the a'imma alayhim as-salam are benefited with more and more knowledge. This is what is pointed also in the Holy Quran, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger is taught by Allah, قُلْ رَبِّي زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. This is also depicted in the kalam of the Holy Prophet, whereby he says, رَبِّي زِدْنِي فِيكَ تَحَيُّرًا. That, O Lord, increase my perplexity near you. What does that mean? رَبِّي زِدْنِي فِيكَ تَحَيُّرًا. Perplexity is something which is a negative point. When a person is perplexed, he is not at ease, he is not stable. Some scholars in their works have mentioned two kinds of perplexity. One perplexity is before traversing the first journey towards Allah, that as-safar ila Allah is not yet traversed. And therefore a person is perplexed, he is not stable. He is attached to this thing and that thing in the world, and thus he does not have any stability. And because of that, he is perplexed. It's just like a person who tries to find water in a dark night, and he has to climb the mountain, but he does not have any lamp to guide him, so he is perplexed. He is in tahayyur. This kind of perplexity is negative perplexity, or a perplexity which is madhmum, abhorred. Another kind of perplexity which the Holy Prophet here asks for is that perplexity whereby a person has already traversed the first journey and now he is having safar fillah azza wa jal. What does that mean, safar fillah azza wa jal? Simple. In simple language, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the beautiful names, لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as inshaAllah we'll come to realize, calls us towards those names. وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُو إِلَى دَارِ السَّلَامِ. وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُو إِلَى دَارِ السَّلَامِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala each and every moment calls each and every human being, whatsoever daraja he has, towards Dar es Salaam. Because that Dar es Salaam is infinite. Therefore there is more and more room. The more you come. Tubu ilallahi jami'an. Here the verse is explicit. That he is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say, do tawbah, O fusaq, O sinners. No. Jami'an, O Prophet, you also do tawbah. But of course the tawbah of the Prophet would be something else. And if you look at the etymology of the word tawbah, tawbah means to return to Allah. And because Allah is absolute and we are finite, we always need that suffer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when we talk about suffer fillah azza wa jal, it is to gain the attributes of Allah more and more. If you have that attribute of al-jawad in you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows you more and more of that jood that you have to try to manifest, because as some scholars have tried to even ratify in their books, and I don't want to go into details of this, that each and every human being now manifests all the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But some of the names are hidden. And some of the names cannot be realized because the person, although has the aptitude, but has not come to realize these names. This is something as far as that as-salam of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is concerned. When we say salamullah alayka, Imam Hussein alayhi salam also needs a higher state of salam. But then a question arises, that our dua that which will make the stage of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam rise? This is a question to be asked. That is it by our dua and our ziyarah that Imam Hussein alayhi salam's stage would rise? Of course not. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, as well as the other a'imma alayhim salam, who are united with the spirit, with the Muhammadan spirit, are always the intermediary between Allah and the khalq. They are known as wasa'it al-fuyudat al-ilahiyya. Anything that any person receives is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala independently, but through the a'imma alayhim salam, dependently. And therefore, the a'imma, this is why we find that we clearly read in Ziyarat Jami'ah, Bikum fatahallah, Bikum yakhtim, Bikum yunaffisul gham, Man aradallaha salaka bikum. It is through you that you will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is through you that everything transpires in this world. Because their spirit is the wasita, and it is the intermediary between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and us. And therefore, Allama Tabatabai would give a very good example when he would like to give, try to explain this situation. He would say that it's just like, you know, you have nothing of your own, and you have a master. And the master also, his property is what? Whatever he possesses and whatever you possess. So you don't have anything of your own. You would like to show respects to your master. So you go in his garden and take out a very beautiful flower and come to him and tell him, Tafaddal, this is for you. The master, because of that respect, would be happy because of what you did. But not that you are giving the master something additional. No, because that rose, that red rose, that sweet-smelling red rose came from his garden. He is the one, it is his property that you used. But when you came and gave it respectfully to him, he thought this is a very good deed. And therefore, when we say, As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah, know that Aba Abdullah is helping us to say As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. So it is, they are the wasa'it, and therefore we should not say that, see, I have done a favor, see, I'm showing my respects to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And therefore, sometimes you would find that the juhal, the ignorant people, try to get angry with the a'imma alayhi salam. Oh Imam, I'm not going to come to visit you again. But if a person has ma'rifah, he would come to realize that all these things are coming from jahl. And you would find that the reaction of the imam is not negative. Because he realizes, he knows that this person is ignorant. And therefore, the best medicine is to give what he wants, for example. So that he comes back. Because ignorance can even lead him to something which is not right. So this was an invocative statement when we say As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Another variable is
The same when we talk about the subject of annexation, missing. You say, As-salami alayka, that I am at peace with you, O Aba Abdullah. This is a very heavy statement when you say, As-salamu alayka, and alif and lam here stands for you yourself. Salami alayka, Ya Aba Abdullah. Here the statement is not invocative, it's declarative now. You are declaring and saying that, Ya Hussein, I am at peace with you. And therefore, I declare that you are going to be free from every kind of calamities from me. I'm not going to disturb you. This is what I declare. Here a question arises that if we sin, are we keeping our promise to Imam Hussein alayhi salam? Of course not. Because we will disturb Imam Hussein alayhi salam when we sin. And therefore when we say, As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah, we are trying to have a ta'ahud, a promise to Imam, that we are not going to sin. Because the sin of their followers, rather the sins of the humankind, is so disturbing to them. You may have heard of these incidents whereby it's explicitly indicated in the Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Kahf says, فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. It is as if you will nearly kill yourself out of grief because these people have not believed in this book. So, he was feeling the sense of anguish because the disbelievers were not believing. Of course, as far as the believers are concerned, he would really feel sad because they are sinning, for example. So when we say, As-salamu alayka, and we say, Salami alayka, Ya Aba Abdullah, here we are trying to make a promise to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. There are very interesting riwayat that I found out in our books of traditions, which are thought-provoking. One of the riwayat is from a companion of Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, Abdullah ibn Aban al-Zayyat, who was staying with Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, near Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. He said, قُلْتُ لِلْرِضَى, I asked Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, أُدْعُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلِي أَهْلِ بَيْتِي, pray to Allah for me and for my family. فَقَالَ أَوَلَسْتُ أَفْعَلْ, don't I do that? Imam Ridha alayhi salam tells this companion, don't I do that? Wallah inna a'malakum latu'radu alayya fi kulli yawmin wa layla. I swear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that your deeds come to me every day and every night. I can see your deeds. Qala fasta'adhamtu dhalik. He said, I felt this as a very big matter. How can it be? فَقَالَ لِي أَمَا تَقْرَأَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, he said to me, don't you read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَقُلْ اعْمَلُوا, and say, perform your action, فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ, and soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see your action, وَرَسُولَهُ, وَرَسُولُهُ, and his messenger. And therefore from here, Imam says, مَعْنَا السَّلَامُ عَلَى الْإِطْلَاقِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ قَالَ هُوَ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيُّ بْنُ أَبِي طَالِبٍ. Here, from this riwayah, he says this mu'minun here refers to Imam Ali alayhi salam, after the Holy Prophet, the mu'minun. And in another riwayah, it is the a'imma alayhi salam clearly mentioned that the verse here, that قُلِ اعْمَلُوا, do your actions, perform your deeds, فَصَيَرَ اللَّهَ عَمَلَكُمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will soon watch your a'mal. That doesn't mean that Allah doesn't know your a'mal. But when your a'mal transpires, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. In fact, He knows even before that. But the important shahid mithal and the proof is that فَصَيَرَ اللَّهَ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ, and mu'minun here are referred to the a'imma alayhimu salam. And therefore, it is very important for us when we say Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. We should try to refrain from sins. There is also another riwayah interesting from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, who said, one of the companions asked, says, قَالَ سَمِعْتُهُ, I heard him saying, مَا لَكُمْ تَسُؤُونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam tells one of his companions, why do you disturb the messenger of Allah? فَقَالَ لَهُ رَجُلٌ كَيْفَ نَسُؤُهُ. The companion asks, how can we disturb him? فَقَالَ أَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ أَمَا تَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ أَعْمَالَكُمْ تُعْرَضُ عَلَيْهِ فَإِذَا رَأَى فِيهَا مَعْصِيَةً سَاءَهُ ذَلِكَ فَلَا تَسُوءُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. The person tells, asks Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, that how do we disturb the Holy Prophet? And Imam replies that, don't you know that your actions come before the Holy Prophet, and when he sees a bad deed, he feels bad and he feels disturbed. فَلَا تَسُوءُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Therefore, do not disturb the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite a salawat, please. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. The second variable for al is alul jinsiyya. Al that denotes genus. And genus is kind, type. When we say pencil, we don't mean a particular kind of pencil, a particular type of pencil, a particular genus of pencil. No. Any pencil whatsoever. So, al sometimes refers to this genus. It denotes genus. And when it denotes genus, it has different variables. One of the variable is that it includes all the extensions of the genus. So when you say, Assalamu alayka, Ya Aba Abdullah, we say, all kinds of peace be upon you, O Aba Abdullah. All kinds of peace be upon you, O Aba Abdullah. But of course, that kind of peace that is related to Aba Abdullah, ذاتاً صفةً فعلاً, the three levels that every human being has, his essence, and his qualities, and his actions. So in other words, we say, جَمِيعُ أَنْوَاعِ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ, every kind of salam be upon you. And of course, by salam we mean, That freedom from all kinds of calamities in all levels of the human being. The second variable is that it includes all the attributes of the genus. Before we looked at all the kinds, all the individuals of the genus. Now we are looking at all the attributes of a genus. And that means that we are after perfect kind of peace for Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Let's say, we say, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الرَّجُلُ. That person is a human being. That person is a man. When we say, ذَلِكَ الرَّجُلُ, we mean, that person is a perfect man. He's really a man. He's a mard, when we say. When we say that, this al here denotes genus, but it refers to all the qualities of a man. And that's why, you would find lexicographers and lexists mention this and say that instead of this al, you even put kul and say, or kamal, kamalus salama alayka ya Aba Abdullah. The perfect kind of peace be upon you, O Imam Hussain alayhi salam. This is when we say assalamu alayka, and we mean that al is for genus, but it includes all the attributes of the genus. Another variable of the genus is when you expound the reality of something. So when you say Assalamu alayka, you are taking the absolute form of salam. Now if you look at the previous one and this one, you would find it ends to the same kind of salam. When we say Assalamu alayka and we look at the perfect kind of salam, and when we say Assalamu alayka
And we are trying to expound the reality of salam. That means no kind of specification whatsoever is there in salam at all. It's that absolute kind of salam which in terms, in the lexicographer's terms is bayanul haqiqa. You are trying to expound the reality of salam. That is, there is no kind of attribution, specification, limitation whatsoever. And this, it's interesting in the commentary of Surah Al-Fatiha of Imam Khomeini, he mentions this variable and says when we say Alhamdulillah, sometimes it denotes genus and this is Bayanul Haqiqa, whereby there is no kind of specification for that hamd. And that hamd is only from Allah. Alhamdulillah. That kind of hamd is only for Allah. No one else has that kind of hamd. So here, Alif and Lam is talking about that salam that we have already talked about. And if you look at our du'as, we find a mention of this kind of salam in a very beautiful manner. Bi Fatima Zahra alayha salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, is reported to have said, Inna Allaha huwa salam, wa minhu salam, wa ilayhi salam. Verily Allah only is salam, huwa salam. This is that salam which is infinite. This same salam that we are talking about. The perfect kind of salam, the absolute salam. وَمِنْهُ السَّلَامِ And from him comes salam. This second kind of salam is salam al-fi'li. And that is the af'al and the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are his actions. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is his action. The a'imma, the holy prophet, all the, every human being is the action of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, their salam comes in this category, not that absolute kind of salam. This salam is salamul fi'li. That is why some of the scholars clearly mentioned that salam, when we say the ismus salam, it refers to the ismul fi'li of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat Zahra alayhi salam continues and said, wa ilayhi salam. To him returns salam. And this salam again refers to that salam which is of action. It is not that salam which is of the essence. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is reported to have told Lady Khadija once that this is Jibreel who sends his salams unto you. Whereupon she said, Allahu salam, walillahi salam, wa ala Jibreel salam. Allah is salam in that absolute form. وَلِلَّهِ السَّلَامِ And only for Allah is salam. Because every kind of sifa, every kind of perfection is only Allah's. وَعَلَى جِبْرَيْلِ السَّلَامِ May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always make Jibreel stay at his station of salam. Because we can't say that this is an invocation for Jibreel to attain a higher perfection. Jibreel comes to that point whereby he is so perfect and he is so near to Allah. But then he cannot be more perfect than that. Because the angels have been created in such a manner, although they are perfect, but they cannot gain more perfection. It is only the human being which has no end in perfection. He, Allahu yad'una ila daris salam. And in one of the supplications we are taught to say, Allahumma anta salam, O Allah, you are salam, wa minka salam, and from you is salam, wa ilayka yarji'u salam, and to you return salam. Recite the salawat, please. Now, we have already discussed about as-salam. Now we go to Alayka. The preposition ala denotes
All inclusiveness and envelopment. So when we say Assalamu alayka, we are trying to tell Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam that the state of being free from imperfection, may that state envelop you. Ihata and shumul is what Allah means. Another very important thing about Assalamu alayka is that it is a nominative sentence. It starts with a noun. And whenever a sentence in Arabic starts with a noun, it denotes permanence and perpetuity. So when we say Assalamu alayka, it's a very powerful statement. We are saying, may Allah's salam perpetually be upon you. Although I am reciting Ziyarat Ashura now, but even if I am not reciting Ziyarat Ashura, Assalamu alayka, Ya Aba Abdullah. So this is a very strong statement when we say, it's known as, in Arabic we call it Jumlatun Ismiya. And Jumlatun Ismiya, a nominative sentence, always depicts permanence and stability. One of the variables of Assalamu alayka that many of the scholars have mentioned is that Ismu Salam alayka. Because Assalam is from the Asma'ullah, from the Sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you tell others Assalamu alayka, you are praying that that Ism of Allah, that name of Allah which is Salam, comes to that person. So he becomes qualified with that attribute. And that is another variable of Assalamu alayka. Another very important thing about salam is that up to now we have been talking about the verbal salam. And we have already also talked about praying for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the higher levels of salam. Now let's look at the practicality of as-salam. When we say Assalamu alayka, if you look at some of our traditions, we would come to realize that this Assalamu alayka that we recite is just a very low level of salam. Because in the verse, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنِ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. You are told that when you are greeted by someone, somebody tells you salam, salamun alaykum, فَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنِ مِنْهَا, then respond to him with a better salam. Say alaykum, salam, wa rahmatullah. أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. Or if he says salam, you say, tell him salam. Salamun alaykum, you tell him salamun alaykum. But you are told that first, that make a better salam. Then awrudduha, or if you don't want to make a better salam, then at least respond to the salam. Don't, if a person tells you salamun alaykum, don't say salam only. No, say salamun alaykum. Because the highest point is what you respond. Now, but if you look at our traditions, you find more than that. Anas reports, he says, جاءت جارية للحسن عليه السلام بتاق ريحان فقال لها أنت حرة لوجه الله فقلت له في ذلك فقلت له في ذلك فقال أدبنا الله تعالى فقال وإذا حييتم بتحية فحيوا بأحسن منها أو ردها أحسن منها إعتاقها. In this verse, in this hadith, one of the slave girls of Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam came to Imam Hasan alayhi salam with a bouquet of flowers. فَقَالَ لَهَا أَنْتِ حُرَّ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. Imam Hasan alayhi salam frees her and says that you are free for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقُلْتُ لَهُ فِي ذَلِكَ. The person who is nearby says that, why did you do that, Imam? She just told you, she just gave you, presented the bouquet of flowers. Imam Hasan alayhi salam responds saying, فَقَالَ أَدَّبَنَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trained us. فَقَالَ and said, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ. When you are greeted with a greeting, فَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنِ مِنْهَا.
then give a better response. وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْهَا إِعْتَاقُهَا. And the better response was to free her. So this was a practical import of salam. It was not a verbal salam. And therefore, giving a gift to your mu'min brother or sister is salam itself. Helping your brother, mu'min brother, is salam itself. And that is why in another riwayah also, it says clearly from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, as-salam, he tries to do tafsir of salam. He says, as-salam is, when you do tahiyya, and وَغَيْرُهُ مِنَ الْبِرِّ وَالْإِحْسَانِ, whatever good you do, that is salam. This is the practical import of salam. Insha'Allah, we'll continue the next part tomorrow, because we have not yet finished this beautiful verse, As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Tomorrow, inshallah, we'll look at ya Aba Abdullah, and then we'll continue. Of course, perhaps you must have been bored by the lexical intricacies. If you think that you would not like these presented, then do inform me. I can just look at the tafsir, not go into the lexical intricacies, but I think this is important, because if you know the lexical intricacies, this would be a foundation for you to know the exact meaning of the ziyarah. One of the things that we just mentioned yesterday, which was important, and I would like to mention a short incident before concluding, is that I said that we have different levels of reciting this ziyarah. Some people recite in good pronunciation and expect something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Some people recite it with good pronunciation and understand the ziyarah, but still recite the ziyarah for another purpose. And then we looked at another group of people whose aim and ambition is to personify themselves with the ziyarah and make themselves near to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam's thoughts, feelings and actions. And you would be surprised that if a person is really sincere in that, then in some riwayat he is clearly known to be among those who participated in the plains of Karbala. There is a very beautiful tradition that is narrated from Jabir bin Abdullah al-Ansari. Jabir goes for Arba'een of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Recite the salawat, please. The incident is detailed and we have less time, inshallah. After this will be the masaib. Jabir nears the grave of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and he mentions some words that depicts the level he has near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the himma as an aspiration that he has. He is near Atiyah, one of his servants. When addressing Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, he says, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَ مُحَمَّدًا بِالْحَقِّ. I swear by the one who sent the Holy Prophet with truth. لَقَدْ شَارَكْنَاكُمْ فِي مَا دَخَلْتُمْ فِيهِ. Verily, we participated with you, with whatever you did, we participated. We were there. This is what Jabir says near Atiyah while addressing Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. لَقَدْ شَارَكْنَاكُمْ فِي مَا دَخَلْتُمْ فِيهِ. Whatever you did, O Hussein, we were there with you. قَالَ عَطِيَّ. عَطِيَّ gets astounded. فَقُلْتُ لِجَابِرْ. He said to Jabir, وَكَيْفَ وَلَمْ نَهْبِطْ وَادِيًا وَلَمْ نَعْلُ جَبَلًا وَلَمْ نَضْرِبْ بِالسَّيْفِ والقوم قد فرق بين رؤوسهم وأبدانهم. He tells Jabir that how do you say وَلَقَدْ شَارَكْنَاكُمْ فِي, that we participated with you. وَلَمْ نَهْبِطْ وَادِيًا, we didn't come down to a valley. وَلَمْ نَعْلُ جَبَلًا, these people went through valleys and mountainous places. وَلَمْ نَعْلُ جَبَلًا, we did not climb the hillocks and the mountains. وَلَمْ نَضْرِبْ بِالسَّيْفِ, and we did not use swords to fight. والقوم قد فرق بين رؤوسهم وأبدانهم. And Imam Hussein عليه السلام and his companions were such that their heads and their bodies were separated. وأوتمت أولادهم, and their children were made yatim. وأرملت الأزواج. فقال لي يا عطية. Jabir replies and tells عطية, look at what I would like to mention. يا عطية سمعت حبيبي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. O عطية, I heard my beloved رسول الله يقول, saying, من أحب قوما حشر معهم. Whosoever loves a community and a قوم, he is going to be resurrected with them. ومن أحب عمل قوم, and whosoever loves the action of a certain community, أُشْرِكَ فِي عَمَلِهِمْ, his role would also be there with them. وَالَّذِي بَعْثَ مُحَمَّدٍ بِالْحَقِّ نَبِيًّا, I swear by the one who sent Muhammad with truth as a prophet. إِنَّ نِيَّتِي وَنِيَّةَ أَصْحَابِي عَلَى مَا مَضَى عَلَيْهِ الْحُسَيْنُ وَأَصْحَابُهُ. Verily my niyyah and my intention is the same as the intention of the ashab of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So this incident clearly depicts that if we really get united with the spirit of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his ashab, then we would also rank among them. Recite a salawat, please. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.